It was your complaint, Michael, in February of 2018 that touched off what Bishop Malone himself had referred to later as the tsunami of complaints. Well, now he, former Auxiliary Bishop Edward Grosch, the Diocese of Buffalo, and the acting, the interim director, Bishop Edward Scharfenberger, have all been named in a lawsuit by the state attorney general. It contends that they simply failed to keep up their part and fulfill guidelines to keep minors safe from clergy. As the one who kind of got the ball rolling, your thoughts that the attorney general has filed this lawsuit?
It's justice in some sort, I guess. It's finally being able to, because I think according to the lawsuit that they have to release these files that pretty much all the survivors would like to see themselves. And I think with this lawsuit, suing, with them, the Attorney General suing the diocese, we'll be able to see exactly how much or how much abuse was going on for decades, if not, you know, a couple of decades going on here. It is a justice to some sort. I hope the FBI is still investigating and doing their part, and hopefully criminal charges will be brought forward.
If I read the long complaint properly, Grosch and Malone would personally be on the hook for some financial compensation.
Yeah, it just goes to show that they knew, that they tried hiding it, tried covering up. They reinstated priests that had credible crimes that they did, and they hit it with the recording from Father Richard. All these things just goes to prove that they were corrupt. They were trying to hide crimes, and that in itself, I mean, you know, they should be in jail. So this is a big, big stepping stone, and it's a start to hopefully to bring some people to jail. Some people need to go to jail. My abuser walks around freely because the statute of limitation has come and gone. That in itself, I think the statute of limitation should be wiped out so that criminal charges could be brought against him. He walks around. He's not on no sex registry. There's nothing to stop him from doing this in private life. So it's a big stepping stone, and more just needs to be done.
You mentioned it just a moment ago, but the AG has also filed a motion that would call for the release of accused clergy's names and a list of their alleged deeds, something that the diocese has still kept contained for the most part. How important is it to get all the names out and all the information on the accusations?
I think for me, and I know for a bunch of survivors, I think that is more justice than anything, to know that, you know, that in these files they knew and they hid and they, you know, moved these priests around. For us as survivors, I think that is what we want to see mostly. You know, people going to jail because of, you know, what they did, but seeing these files is a big, big thing. We've been fighting to see these for ever since we stepped forward, and this is a big stepping stone. So I would love to see, because with my abuser, with Father Wershowitz, he hurt some other kid 10 years before me, and they knew about it, and they hid it. So, yeah, seeing these finals and seeing how they hit all this, it's going to be important. Hopefully criminal charges can be filed here, but that's a big, big thing for us survivors, to see those files.
it takes a lot of courage for that first person to come forward, which you did in February of 2018. About a year later, you and I met out on the street. You had gone back to a mass other than a funeral or a wedding, and we're beginning that road to your own healing. I have to ask you now, how are you doing now, and are you at peace with what you've done and at peace with your faith?
Absolutely. I'm in a great place in my life right now. My grandkids keep me grounded. So all of this, I don't want it to die out. It seems like it was in the news and it was, being covered by everybody. And then it just kind of died down after Malone resigned and Bishop Ed stepped in. So, it seemed like it went quiet. But with this case, with the AG, suing them and bringing it back into the news, it just, me personally, I'm at a great place in my life. I'm happy. I'm so proud of the other survivors that have come forward, after me. I'm glad I stepped forward because I wanted them to know that they weren't alone and this is something that needed to be addressed. But I'm so proud of all the other survivors that have stepped forward after me and were able to, tell their stories or at least get some kind of justice by filing with the Child Victims Act, going forward, they're able to do something. So yeah, I'm, it gets better. Hopefully we'll see criminal charges on these people because someone needs to go to jail. I mean, it's just, goes without saying, hiding these crimes, they were crimes, you have to look at it like that. They were crimes committed against kids. So yeah, I'm good. My faith, it's my prayers are being answered. Look at what the AG did today. It's these little things, these little miracles that happen. And with my faith, I've never lost it. I said it from the beginning. I've never lost it. Me and God are in a great place together. So, yeah, I'm in a great place. I'm happy.
Final question is this. Getting believed is one of the ultimate challenges by an abuse victim. You had people, some of whom worked very closely within Bishop Malone's circle, not only believe you, they reached out to you. Siobhan O'Connor, of course, the biggest example there. How important was it to have so many people that were so close and were connected with the inner workings of the diocese come forward and say, yeah, we believe you, and yeah, we support you?
That was the biggest thing. Me and Siobhan O'Connor are great friends. Father Richard is another one. With him, they are friends. I mean, they're part of my family, I would say. They, having someone to believe me, especially within the inner workings of the diocese, to have them believe me and, to be where we are right now as great friends, if not, I consider them family. It feels good to have them in my corner, that someone believes me. And obviously the AG believes us and knows now that crimes have been committed. So it's just that relief, that big sigh of relief that finally maybe we're going to get some justice. Maybe we'll be able to see these files soon. It's just that sigh of relief and having them believe me, or believe us survivors. So yeah, it's great. And I'm glad, COVID has, pretty much shut us down from seeing each other, but I still text, I still call, I still, check up on them, and they do the same to me. So it's a family now, family of survivors and people who believe in us, So yeah, I'm good.